91X News.
It's 9 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Matt Kerr. April showers bring May flowers, but all April thieves bring are missing vehicles. Last night, between the hours of 9:30 p.m. and 7:30 a.m., a vehicle was stolen from Foxborough Sterling Road. The 1999 GMC Sierra was taken from the parking lot of a business and is described as a black extended cab pickup truck with a Woods Auto Sales flame decal on a tailgate. The plate number is 6488KT. Earlier in the evening, a different vehicle was observed in the lot where the Sierra was reported stolen. Police are looking to speak to the driver of that vehicle as they could be a witness. That vehicle is described as a 1981-1987 black Chevrolet pickup truck. If anyone has information about either vehicle, they are asked to contact Belleville Police or Crime Stoppers. A man from Tweed, northeast of Belleville, is charged after a violent domestic assault. Police say they went to a Catherine Street home last evening after a woman was kicked in the face and threatened with a death by a knife-wielding man. They say two other women in the home who tried to stop the attack were also assaulted. A 25-year-old man is charged with two counts of assault causing bodily harm, assault with a weapon, and uttering death threats. He has a bail hearing in Belleville Court today. It's not candid camera, but closed caption TV will still catch your every move. 16 new security cameras have been installed throughout Belleville's downtown core. Police Chief Corey McMullen says it's another tool to prevent crime and improve the overall safety of the downtown area. The closed-circuit television camera network was installed last month on storefronts and parking lots. Total cost of the project was $183,000. The main federal party leaders are back out on the hustling today after two nights of nationally televised debates. At a campaign stop across the river from the nation's capital, Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff poked at the Conservatives for arranging a colorful photo op today with ethnic groups. Ignatieff says he finds it insulting that the Tories would consider the traditional garments worn by ethnic groups as costumes to be worn. Fresh off last night's French language debate, NDP leader Jack Layton is spending the day campaigning in Quebec. Layton will start the day by speaking to reporters before heading to a photo op at Montreal's famed Schwartz Deli in the afternoon. The party hopes to gain gains in Quebec by holding NDP deputy leader Thomas Mulcair's Outremont seat while picking up a few others. Layton will end the day by watching tonight's Montreal-Boston NHL playoff game at a sports bar. Canadians should get used to the dollar being above the American greenback. A BMO economist says the soaring loonie is here to stay and is likely to remain above par through 2012. A strong loonie will help keep a cap on inflation holding prices lower and will tend to keep interest rates relatively low even as the Bank of Canada begins a campaign to start raising rates. There's a price gap with a basket of goods picked by the bank 20% more expensive in Canada than south of the border.
The BMO study finds a basket of goods picked by the bank costs a whopping 20% more here than it does south of the border. The bank compared prices on books, DVDs, clothes, and electronic goods like cameras and iPods. BMO economist Doug Porter says the loonie is likely to stay above par through next year, maybe even longer. He says that should help keep a cap on inflation. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
The man accused of killing a Toronto police sergeant with a stolen snowplow was remanded in custody during a brief court appearance today. Richard Kakar, 44, appeared by video and the case is put over to April 27th when a date for a preliminary hearing will be set. Kakar is charged with first-degree murder in the death of Sergeant Ryan Russell. Kakar was shot and arrested January 12th after Russell was hit trying to stop the plow. Russell, 35, left behind a wife and two-year-old son. 17 people are in custody after a drug sweep across Ontario today. Hamilton police say 23 homes and businesses were raided in Hamilton, Halton, Niagara, Peel, Haldimand County, and Sudbury. About 175 officers took part in the raids, which ended an 18-month probe dubbed Project Newton. A lawyer for the polygamous commune of Bountiful, BC, is asking a judge not to punish the entire community just because a few may have committed a crime. A constitutional case in BC examining Canada's polygamy law has forced an allegation on abuse of Bountiful as a judge decides whether to keep polygamy illegal. 400 Manitobans have fled their homes because of spring flooding, and in Saskatchewan, 150 people were told to leave the Cowessess Reserve east of Regina. Meanwhile, Alberta Premier Ed Stelmach traveled to Medicine Hat and Seven Persons Reservoir yesterday to view flood conditions there.
We'll see what happens with the predicted snowfall, how quickly temperatures improve. Well, hopefully they don't go up too fast, stay cool for a while, and that's allowing us, the team, to control a lot of the flow.
He says the current situation is far from over. New census figures show that Hispanics outnumbered blacks for the first time in most U.S. metropolitan areas. Hispanics became the largest minority group in 191 out of 366 metro areas last year. Their population was lifted as blacks left many economically hard-hit cities in the north for the south, and new Latino immigrants spread to different parts of the country. Radiation levels have dropped enough for police to start searching for bodies in the debris within 10 kilometers of the damaged nuclear power plant. The searchers are sealed in white protective suits, goggles, and gloves. Authorities believe up to 1,000 bodies are lodged in the debris. So far, the remains of about half of the more than 26,000 people believed killed in the March 11th disaster have been recovered. That's not ONX News at 12:06. Nick Liard at Sports Next.
Feel great and get into shape with Copperfields Fitness and Rehabilitation. Copperfields members enjoy an indoor swimming pool, whirlpool, steam room, sauna, weights, Zumba aerobics, and exercise machines galore. Attention students, get a full service membership from now until September 1st for just $199. Copperfields Fitness and Rehabilitation, 421 Dundas Street, West Trenton, 392-1825.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Liard with 91X Sports. The Picton Pirates look to right the ship as they face elimination in Game 4 of the Schmaltz Cup semifinals. The Alliston Hornets and Prince Edward County native Kyle Montpellier look to sweep the Pirates tonight at 8 p.m. Last night was the first step on the path to the Stanley Cup. The top team in the league, the Vancouver Canucks, took their first game of the series against Chicago 2-0. Vancouver forward Chris Higgins scored what proved to be the game winner early in the first period, and goalie Roberto Luongo turned aside 32 shots for the shutout. Higgins says scoring first eased the pressure.
We definitely wanted to score the first, and I thought we started off strong. They definitely regrouped and played some good hockey after that, especially their big line, but we did a good job of holding the fort, and Lou came up some huge saves.
In other first-round action, Pittsburgh blanked Tampa Bay 3-0, Nashville beat up on Anaheim 4-1, Detroit doubled up Phoenix 4-2, and Washington squeaked out a 2-1 overtime win over New York. More first-round action continues tonight. Yesterday in the Barry Bonds trial, he announced he would be making a comeback. No, I'm just kidding. That would be impossible because he was found guilty of obstruction of justice. The judge ruled a mistrial on the other three counts. So all in all, we still don't know if he actually took steroids. Last night wrapped up a terrible season for the Toronto Raptors. With the loss last night to the Miami Heat, the Raps fell to 22-60, their third worst season in history. The good news is the loss kept them as the third worst team in the league, which means a higher draft pick. Woo! And Raps guard DeMar DeRozan says the team has to prepare for next season.
It's a tough way to go out. You know, if it would have felt good going out with a win. But, you know, this was the last one. We just got to work this summer, and whatever happens with the season next year, we just got to be prepared for it.
All NBA teams were in action last night, and with their overtime win in Sacramento, the Lakers locked up the second spot in the West. The Kings also may have played their final game in Sacramento, as reports have them moving to Anaheim next year to become the Royals. In South Korea, golf clearly hasn't lost its luster for Tiger Woods. The 14-time major champion gave lessons Thursday to South Korean junior golfers in the city of Churcheon and later spoke of what the sport means to him. Woods says it's been a big part of his life. It's taught him a lot about his life. He says he's been playing the game since he was basically 1 year old. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Matt Kerr with 91x weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud, clearing late this afternoon with a high of 9. Tonight, clear with a low of -3. Friday, sunny, increasing cloudiness late in the evening with a high of 8. At 12:10, it's 9 degrees. 91x News on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Matt Kerr with Nick Liard. News is next at 1.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.